Yippee! Is McQuillan out there? Yahoo! All right. Hi there. How are you? Welcome to the second half of the week four Augusta Heritage Workshops Dance Week and Bluegrass Week and other things concert. Thank you. Let's see. Did y'all buy a whole bunch of stuff? That's what you're supposed to do. That's what intermission's for. Let me make a couple of announcements before I introduce the first group. Following tonight's concert, there is a public dance in the dance pavilion. It'll go on till about midnight. And as you all know, there are music sessions on Hallie Hurst Porch, and at the Ice House, and at numerous other assorted locations across the campus. Let's see, and I'll just let you know that on Thursday night prior to the concert, there's a craft showcase here in the lobby of the Hermanson Center. It's actually a very cool thing. A lot of the craft classes bring the stuff that they've been working on all week up, and you get to see what all the other folks that are hidden down in the basement here have been doing while you're up making a bunch of noise. All right, what can I say about this next act? Yeah, really. I mean, seriously, what can I say about him? I was talking with Eileen Carson back there a little while ago, and she informed me that this is her 25th anniversary at Augusta, meaning that 25 years ago she danced on this stage with Green Grass Cloggers. Footworks have been mainstays of Dance Week, and they have a teen week next week. Everybody I know has learned to clog from Eileen or her friends, and let me tell you about the project that they're involved with. They're involved in a great project called The Crossing with Tim O'Brien. And a bunch of the musicians actually were here last week, and some of the musicians that are in that are here this week. Their next show is August 18th at Maryland Hall in Annapolis. If you live in either Maryland or Virginia or somewhere where you'd like to drive all the way down to Annapolis, you should come down and see the show. Ladies and gentlemen, let me present Eileen Carson, Heidi Coolis, Matthew Allwell, Maureen Berry, Megan Downs, Kristen Andrews, Ben Lieb, Christine Galante, Robert Michalski, Emily Cruz, with Mark Schatz, John Glick, and Paul Kovac, Footworks. Thank you.
Thank you. got a piece of glitter.
Ladies and gentlemen, Footworks. That was way cool. All right, let me tell you a couple more announcements here. On Wednesday nights, we have a very special thing that happens here in town. It's called Picking in the Park. And it's down in the City Park, which is located at the bottom of the hill, basically, and across the road. There's an Augusta Family Concert in the main pavilion, and this year we're from 7 to 8, and we're proud to We are proud to present the Duval High School Bluegrass Club tomorrow night. Also, lots and lots of great local players show up down there, and it's a really cool thing to go down there and see what kind of talent there is in the Elkins area. Okay, on Wednesday night also, there are two dances in the Dance Pavilion. From 8 to 10:30 p.m., there'll be contras and squares with music by the Monks. And then at 10:30, we'll have a salsa dance with Los Montaneros. So get out your dancing shoes and shake a leg and moan. Okay, okay. There's not a mark here.
For me.
All right. Well, they're going to put a piano here, so I better move up here. All right, and let's see what else. Okay, while you're at Augusta, you should take the opportunity to visit Graceland, which is the building that's just past the dining hall. That's how we all look at it up there. Built in 1893 by Henry Davis. There's some great food up there, fine dining, and if you wear your badge, you get 10% off. Yes. It says here, on Wednesday afternoon at 4:15, you may take an informative tour of Graceland. Meet in the lobby at 4:15 if you need to be informed. All right. I want to take a moment here to thank the people that helped put these concerts on. You probably don't understand that a ton...